Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about the circumstances that the British people find themselves in. On the other side of the Atlantic, Tom Rivers is our ABC News correspondent live with us this morning in London. And Tom, all these headlines I'm seeing from the London papers saying that there's chaos in Britain. Is that an overstatement after this vote that did not go the way Theresa May wanted it to go yesterday, or is that accurate?
I tell you, we're kind of heading in that direction, John. We're probably not there yet, but yeah, you're right. Some of the headlines are pretty pointed. Looking at the Sun, they're leaning on the Rocky Horror Show and mindful of the fact that Theresa May had a bad cold yesterday, kind of grovelly voice. They call it the Croaky Horror Show. Her display in the Commons yesterday. The Daily Mail, Brexit delay mayhem. Driven to despair. Theresa May, picture of her in the car. She basically is the manager of the team that's in the basement of your baseball division. And everybody is saying, whoa, she probably should have been pulled toward the beginning of the season. She's still there now. Yeah. What do we do? And, you know, we got 16 days to this deadline if the European Union sticks with that and does not authorize an extension, then yes, we could be seeing some chaos toward the end of this month.
So just people who have not been following, this is the end result of a referendum that took place, what, 2 years ago? That
said, 2.5 years ago, exactly.
The British people said they wanted out of the European Union. The European Union has been working with the prime minister, who wasn't originally on board with this, to try to come up with a deal to get out. If they get to the 29th and this is not taken care of, what happens? Do they have a second referendum? Do they suddenly put up border security agents to screen everything? Trade deals go away?
There's a few steps. Today, there's another vote in the Commons on whether the UK will allow a quote-unquote non-deal exit on the 29th. Now, most of the politicians say this is a garbage deal. We reject that deal, but there could be a deal out there that works. So they're probably going to reject the idea of bailing out of the European Union without a deal. So then that would require then another option tomorrow in the Commons, where the parliamentarians would vote on whether they can try to get an extension, maybe 2 months, out of the European Union to either get Theresa May or somebody to replace her to go over there and try to do something that she's been unable to do, to find a compromise which is good for Europe and one that can pass the parliament here.
And what is the real sticking point? Is this related to Ireland, or is this related to the interaction between Britain and these European countries related to immigration? What's the real sticking point?
Yeah, the real sticking point is what's called the backstop, trying to keep, in essence, the UK still in the European Customs Union until the issue, the only land border between then the UK and the European Union would be between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. In essence, Theresa May says, well, we'll figure it out somewhere down the road. That's her solution. And everybody says, no, that's not going to fly. That's no good. She's the one who authored that. That was not imposed by the European Union. As it stands now, the legal advice from her attorney general, who was in Parliament yesterday, he said, basically, it boils down to Europe would allow you to get out of that backstop when the European Union says so, not when the UK says so. She's really, really negotiated herself into a corner. She's the author of her own problems right now. And she's in a real bad position. Another defeat yesterday in the Commons. Would there be even a third vote? Who knows? Many people in her own party, Bernard Jenkins basically says, and she's you know, prime minister in name only right now.
Yeah, she's got a problem. Hey,
she's got a huge problem. Well, I'm curious, John. What is the take? What is the average American on the street right now thinking about the UK and this weird process that's going on over here?
Well, I get the impression that everybody's trying to fully understand what the holdup is.
Right. Gotcha.
I mean, that's why I posed that question. I paid some attention to it, but I'm still trying. What is the problem? I mean, why can't you get through this? Hey, I know you got to go, but let me ask you real quick. I've got an Arab friend who owns a tanning booth in Covent Garden, and he posted something on Facebook the other day that said, oh, it's so sad to see all these international companies leaving Covent Garden. And I wrote to him and said, are you serious? Why is that? Is that just bad real estate deal, or is this Brexit? He's like, oh, my God, it's all about Brexit. You think that's true? Or I mean, are people actually shutting up their stores and leaving over this, or is he inflating it?
He's probably inflating a little bit. I can't speak for, you know, if he's got a one shop. I don't know what
I don't
on
know
that
either,
level.
Yeah.
But the problem is you got big companies like Nissan is saying we're going to close a plant. Honda, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was 4,500 jobs going to go in a couple of years because you can't turn them off overnight. But they're saying, look, we're going to finish up this last run of this particular model. And because of the uncertainty, we're going away. We're going to relocate to the Netherlands or somewhere else in the European Union. Mm. Thanks a lot. Goodbye. And when you have hits on that level and you think of all of the subsidiaries that feed into that system, you're talking about tens of thousands of people per plant that are going to be losing their jobs because of the inaction over Brexit.
So there's a real problem. Tom Rivers, I always enjoy talking to you live from London. Thank you.
Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.